When we make a mistake, and seriously, who doesn't, we have two choices. We can either wallow in it or learn from it. We can either use it as a stepping stone to more mistakes, or we can take what I call the onward and upward approach. Which will it be? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We all know that feeling of waking up one day, it's a new day, but then all of a sudden we remember that stupid thing we did yesterday, that person we hurt, how we failed God, and the sorrow is like a knife to the heart. Question is, what do you do with that sorrow? There are a couple of different ways to handle it. It turns out that one way is a good way, the other way is a bad way. One sort of sorrow can have positive outcomes in your life, the other sort, well, not so much. Have a listen to how God puts it through the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. The kind of sorrow God wants makes people decide to change their lives. This leads them to salvation, and we cannot be sorry for that. But the kind of sorrow the world has will bring death. Let's talk about that bad kind of sorrow first, the one the world has, the one that leads to death. So often when people experience that kind of sorrow, it heads into a downward spiral, into worse behavior, into despondency, into simply giving up. But the sort of sorrow that God wants us to have is the sort that leads us to change our lives. It's remorse that leads to repentance, literally to turning our lives around, away from the wrong thing we've been doing, and back to God. Listen again. The kind of sorrow God wants makes people decide to change their lives. This leads them to salvation, and we cannot be sorry for that. That's God's word fresh for you today. Isn't there such power, such incredible power in the word of God? Power to see what we've been missing, power to decide to turn our lives around, power to go onward and upward with God. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.